with very good timing, just like she has in her announcing. That was Destiny Ann Mermegan violin with Hansun Huang at the piano, and that was Sean Rosmarin by Fritz Kreisler on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 9:09. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. We have a couple of Paris waltzes next. The first one now is by Johann Strauss Sr. The Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, playing Johann Strauss Sr., the Paris Waltz. Leonard Bernstein wrote a Paris Waltz as well. Here's his from Candide, now on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from KU. From Candide by Leonard Bernstein. That was his Paris Waltz. Loved the way they used that in the recent movie about the Bernsteins' Maestro, where Bernstein and his wife were walking into this grand place with marble floors that you notice because the camera shot, is from the floor looking up as they walk in, and they both walk in together and then walk to each side of the room. It's great. Leonard Bernstein to Marin Marais. Next, we'll hear the Hypnotic, the Bells of St. Genevieve. Also, coming up next hour, more than you've ever learned, maybe, about the Rachmaninoff All-Night Vigil. The group Te Deum will be performing it this weekend in Kansas City. There are two performances, the 27th and the 28th, and their conductor is coming in, and we're just going to listen to, you know, just a movement, just a few minutes, really, of different parts of the All-Night Vigil. And Dr. Matthew Shepard will tell us more about the music and what we're hearing. They're going to do the English version, and we will be listening to the English version as well in the 10 o'clock hour. Really looking forward to that. Support for all this great classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Intense music by Marin Marais, the Bells of St. Genevieve, Musica Antiqua of Cologne, here on KPR. Good morning, it's Kansas Public Radio, where support for the classical music comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Rahm Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. Music of Rachmaninoff in the next hour to look forward to, but next, here's a great performance with André Previn, directing the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and Jean-Philippe Collard is the name of the pianist. Let's enjoy together on Kansas Public Radio the Saint-Saëns Fifth Piano Concerto. Jean-Philippe Collard at the piano with André Previn's Royal Philharmonic Orchestra on KPR for the Opus 103 by Camille Saint-Saëns, the Piano Concerto No. 5, right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from Te Deum Choir, presenting Rachmaninoff's All-Night Vigil in English translation, honoring the work's spiritual and musical legacy. September 27th and 28th, tickets and venues at te-deum.org. Coming up after the news, music from the Rachmaninoff All-Night Vigil, also known as the Rachmaninoff Vespers. And coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, we have some Scott Joplin and also some Montalto motion picture orchestra music. And Jeff Watson has an interesting selection this morning. Inspired by the poetry of Walt Whitman, we'll bring you a Sea Symphony by Howard Hanson in the noon hour. Also enjoy a cello impression by Albanus and Schubert's Music for Strings. That's classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. It's 10 o'clock.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. We've all been there. You get a phone call, headlines, and bring you unexpected stories that make you smile. Listen whenever you're ready, weekday mornings from NPR News.
Join us in the morning for the next morning edition right here on KPR. We're live, we're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Weather-wise, well, it's gone from 54 to 66 in Lawrence in an hour. Today should be sunny with a high of almost 80. Tonight a little fog after 4, and tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 81. Support for news next on KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 people at an expanded downtown Lawrence location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at Maselli's.com. News is next.
Authority has addressed the UN General Assembly to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. That was Voces 8 doing the Bogorodica from the Vespers or the All-Night Vigil by Sergei Rachmaninoff. And we're going to listen to as much as we can of the All-Night Vigil this hour. And to help us kind of, not deconstruct or demystify, because it'll always be mysterious, I think, but to teach us more about it is Dr. Matthew Shepard, who is the director of Te Deum. And they're doing it this weekend, September 27th. And 28th in Kansas City at Village Presbyterian and St. Paul's Episcopal, respectively, at 7:30 and 7, respectively. So we are here this hour, Matthew Shepard, to learn all about this piece, and I'm so glad you're here to help us.
I'm excited to be here with you and to share my love of this fantastic piece with you all. Thank you.
Well, tell us about what we just heard.
Well, you just heard the sixth movement out of 15 movements, the Bogorodice Dievo, the Rejoice, O Virgin. You heard Voces 8 singing. That is the final sung movement of the Vespers portion of the service. We call this an all-night vigil. With that, and actually in ancient times, it would have taken all night. It now would take about 3 hours if you did the real services. What we just heard was the Vespers portion, which is the first part of this all-night vigil. It's composed of a Vespers and a Matin service and a little bit of the first hour. And you just heard the ending of that Vespers service. Service, the Bogorodice Dievo.
So you are doing it in English.
We are going to sing it in English. It's been done before, and in fact, we're doing it on the 50th anniversary of the first recording of it in English by the Los Angeles Orthodox Choir. 50 years ago, recorded it in English. And the music is clearly composed to sound in its Slavonic text. It's written with the right accents and the right highlights, and it helps you approach the sound in the Slavonic. But what is also so compelling about this piece that Rachmaninoff wrote is how tightly he composed each line to match the text, and then very specifically his audience heard it in a language they understood. And so I thought, well, how can our audience have the closest experience? Obviously, there's an argument that doing it in the original language is the closest experience. But for the listener, the experience was to hear the words with the immediacy and impact of hearing it in their own language. And so I wanted to provide our audiences that same experience.
Well, let's listen to the very opening part. Tell us what it is and what to listen for.
Sure. In this opening movement, Come Let Us Worship, it's just a joyful call to worship. You'll hear the same text and same melody repeated four times over about 2.5 minutes, maybe even less. And it's just a joyful, come, let us begin our worship service.
Okay, let's listen to it. Sung in Slavic by the BBC Singers, although Te Deum, Kansas City's group, will be singing it in English this weekend, the 27th and the 28th. Director of Te Deum, Dr. Matthew Shepherd. So what we've just heard is
The opening call to worship of this service, so the first movement of this hour-long work, and it would have opened the Vespers service of the All-Night Vigil.
All right. Now let's listen to the second part next. Tell us about that.
The second movement? Yeah, the second movement is based on a Greek chant, as most of these movements are based on Greek chant or various Orthodox chants. And what you'll hear is a prominent alto soloist, and an alto soloist who sings this main melody accompanied by sort of a choir or an orchestra, if you will, of basses and tenors underneath. And then you'll hear these refrain-like interpolations from the sopranos and altos, sort of in between each of the verses of the altos, coming in with a blessed art thou, O Lord.
All right. Let's listen to the second part now of the All-Night Vigil by Rachmaninoff on KPR. Wow, that's the second part of the All-Night Vigil, or the Vespers, by Sergei Rachmaninoff, which will be done this weekend in Kansas City. Matt Shepherd, before we hear the third part, tell us a little bit about this piece overall. I mean, why did Rachmaninoff write it, and just overall, what does it mean to you?
Sure. I mean, it's a piece of such spiritual and profound beauty, and it has a wonderful past. He was commissioned towards the end of World War I, commissioned by the initial choir that performed it, the Synodal Choir, a choir of men and boys, commissioned to write this piece. He ended up composing this full 15 movements, hour-long work in just about 2 weeks. And it's at its premiere, it was received with such great enthusiasm that they had several repeat performances, and it quickly became well known. However, it was then very soon after that the Soviets took over rule, and all of a sudden sacred music kind of got outlawed. And so a whole generation was not exposed to this music. And I think it's one of the reasons that today, there are dozens of recordings. It's certainly done and known fairly well, but it lost generations of fame and sort of cultural impact until the end of the Soviet rule.
Now, why is it known by the two titles?
Ah, so sometimes it's referred to as the Vespers, sometimes it's referred to as the All-Night Vigil. As I was alluding to earlier, the All-Night Vigil would be more technically accurate, and an All-Night Vigil is a combination of three different services. And the services, the first service of the three is called Vespers service.
Oh, so technically the whole 15 parts are not the Vespers.
Correct. Technically the first six movements are the Vespers portion of an all-night vigil.
Yeah, that's the Bogoroditsa.
That's exactly right. So that first thing we listened to was the sixth movement of 15 and ended the Vespers portion.
We are learning so much. Tell us about the third part. What will we hear next?
Yeah, we'll move on to the third movement now. Every piece that we're listening to is my favorite of the moment. But I can tell you some of the things I love about this movement is this opening text, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked," is is ended with an Alleluia refrain. And after every verse, you'll hear this extremely compelling Alleluia refrain come back again and again. Another thing that really sticks out for me in this movement is Rachmaninoff, the symphonist, and how brilliantly he plays with texture. So what you'll hear is each of the verses are sung by middle voices, altos and tenors mostly. And then when this Alleluia refrain comes, while it still stays soft, especially initially, it grows later, it expands and adds the upper octave of the sopranos and the lower octave of the basses. And so this piece is constantly contracting and expanding from the inner voices of the verses to the big full sound of the refrain.
From the All Night Vigil, part of the Vespers portion, the music of Sergei Rachmaninoff, that will be done this weekend in Kansas City in the beautiful spaces of Saturday, September 27th, 7:30 p.m. at Village Presbyterian Church, which is just unreal, how beautiful things sound in there. And then the next day, Sunday, September 28th, at 7 p.m., will be at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, which, same thing.
Beautiful
good,
space.
Good acoustics, right?
Great acoustics and a great environment. Just walking into that space transports you back a couple of centuries. And so it's a beautiful setting for the work.
So we're listening to the Vespers of Rachmaninoff. Tell us, Matt Shepard, what will we hear next?
Next, I'm going to take us to the fifth movement. This is the Song of Simeon, the Nunc Dimittis. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. This extraordinarily beautiful movement opens with a gently rocking background over which a tenor soloist sings this chant melody. But so beyond it being beautiful, one of the things most interesting and exciting about this movement is it has the lowest written note for the basses of the entire work. It has a famously low double B flat. And you'll hear that at the very end of the piece. You'll hear the basses descend to this sort of unnaturally low note. And I'm not sure if it's apocryphal or not, but the story goes that when Rachmaninoff gave the score to the conductor, the conductor immediately said, "This is impossible. You know, why have you written this? This can't be done." And Rachmaninoff says, "I know my countrymen." And they searched around and they indeed found the low Russian basses who could sing these notes.
I turned it up there at the end so we could hear that basso profundo part of Sergei Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil, which the Te Deum Choir will be doing this weekend. For all the details, te-deum.org, tedeum.org. That was amazing with the low bass there, Matt.
It's special.
So we've already heard the Boroditsa. Let's skip to... what is it next that we'll hear?
We'll move on to movement 7, the Glory to God in the Highest. This is now, we've now finished the Vespers portion, so we now moved on to the second service that makes up this all-night vigil, the Matin service. And this is the opening song of praise of the Matin service. A unique feature to listen for, you'll hear a very obvious chant melody right off the bat, but then what you'll hear in the background scattered throughout the piece is a frequent use of voices singing the word slava, or praise, and it will sound like ringing bells.
Lovely music from Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil. Thankfully, Matt Shepard is here to help us out with the piece, and we're kind of listening to it piece by piece, skipping a few, because the whole thing is a little over an hour. So in this 10 o'clock hour, we're going to hear the good parts. Well, they're all the good parts, but... Matt, go ahead and tell us what we'll hear next in Rachmaninoff's Vigil.
Certainly. So we're on to movement 8. Praise ye the name of the Lord, words coming from Psalm 135. This is a moment of of reconciliation with God is where what the text is going to be talking through. And at this moment in the actual service, the priest would be sensing the whole church, putting beautiful incense and smoke throughout the whole church while this is being sung. And what you'll hear is again, Rachmaninoff playing with textures and using them differently. Here you're going to hear a very prominent chant line in octaves sung by the altos and the basses.
We're in the middle towards the end of The All Night Vigil by Sergei Rachmaninoff. It's a cappella, unaccompanied music with just incredible harmonies and such a spread of voices, which you can hear this weekend when Te Deum has two concerts, the 27th and the 28th. You can get the details at te-deum.org, tedeum.org. So, Matthew Shepard, tell us, it seems kind of, it's hard for me to interrupt, because you're going to do it, of course, straight through, but it's fascinating to find out more about this. Tell us what we'll hear next.
Oh, well, we're moving on now to the ninth movement. This movement here, Blessed Art Thou, O Lord, it's the most narrative and storytelling of all of the movements. Most of the texts are psalms, other scriptures, or hymns of varying kinds of praise. This one specifically tells the story of the resurrection story. It first has the angels sort of looking in the tomb in awe and wonder that Jesus is no longer there, that Jesus has risen from the tomb. And then you have the myrrh-bearing women, myrrh being an embalming substance that was used, and they showed up, and Jesus isn't there, and there's an angel saying, why do you come here weeping? Haven't you heard? Don't you know that Jesus has arisen? And so it tells this narrative story, each of the verses interspersed again with a refrain, something we see in many of these movements. I've mentioned it multiple times now. You'll hear a beautiful refrain, Blessed art thou, O Lord, and then ending with a great glory be to the Father doxology.
Matthew Shepard, there's something very loving and comforting about this music.
It seems to embrace the listener. I'll say, as I've been studying this piece, rehearsing this piece, it seems like one gets to know Rachmaninoff's devout faith. There's something so vulnerable, so confessional, so committed about every line that he writes.
We're listening to Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil, which Te Deum is performing this weekend. Matthew's the director of Te Deum, and you're the founder of it, aren't you?
I am. We are now in our 18th season. We've been doing this for a long time, and it's been a great joy to bring excellent classical choral music to Kansas City.
So what is next in Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil?
We're moving on to the 10th movement out of 15. So as I mentioned, we just listened to this resurrection story, and now this next movement begins with the phrase, having now heard the resurrection of Christ. A couple of interesting things about this movement. A word I've said maybe more than any other during our time together has been the word chant. So many of these movements have been based on ancient chants. But for a few movements, Rachmaninoff composed his own chant in the style of those ancient Orthodox chants. And this is one of them, where the main melody you'll hear is Rachmaninoff's own composed chant. And then this movement also is another wonderful example of Rachmaninoff's great orchestral ability to write with great contrast of register, high voices, low voices, contrast of dynamics from immediate fortes to immediate softs.
The 10th portion out of 15 from The All Night Vigil by Sergei Rachmaninoff. You know, Matthew Shepard, it's really a little over 100 years old, but it seems so ancient. It seems so timeless to me.
I I absolutely agree. I think that there's the sort of an obvious answer of so much of it's based on ancient chant that it makes sense that it would have that older sound. But I also think that there's something so timeless about a devout expression of faith that has connected with believers for many centuries, for many millennia. And so I think it makes good sense that it continues to speak profoundly to us today.
All right, what's next?
We're going to move on to movement 12, referred to as the Great Doxology, Glory to God in the Highest. This is the climax of this matin service, the central large service of this all-night vigil. In an actual true all-night vigil, this movement would coincide with the sunrise. They would time it up so the sun was rising while this was being sung. Again, it's based on this ancient Zamni chant. And you'll hear it's one of the longest movements I think we've heard so far, almost a little more than 8 minutes long, and it is the most rhythmically and harmonically complex of all of the music of the vigil.
Part of the All-Night Vigil by Sergei Rachmaninoff, which we're listening to part by part in the Kansas Public Radio Air Studio. Dr. Matthew Shepard is Te Deum's director. They're doing it this weekend, but this hour we're learning all about the all-night vigil. So next we'll hear the concluding portion.
That's right. We're gonna go ahead and skip past a couple of beautiful, slow resurrection hymns. You'll have to come to our performance to hear those. And we'll jump to the final movement, movement 15. It ends the whole service in just one big triumphant march. The text, "To thee, O victorious leader, O triumphant hosts."
We've been listening to the BBC Singers, directed by David Hill, in a BBC recording of the All-Night Vigil by Sergei Rachmaninoff. That was the final portion. And we have been listening to it in the original language that Sergei Rachmaninoff used, and he wanted it to be in the language of his countrymen so they could understand it. And Dr. Matthew Shepard, the founder of Te Deum, who's performing it this weekend, you'll be doing it in English.
We're going to do it in English. The idea was to replicate that same experience of the initial audience who heard it in their own language. In this case, it was Church Slavonic, but a close cousin of Russian, which they all would have understood. We wanted our audience also to hear it with the same immediacy, impact, and sort of fervent understanding of these prayers as Rachmaninoff's audience did. And so we're going to be offering it in English this weekend.
The website for more information is, well, it's basically tedeum.org, but it's tedeum.org, and there are two performances. Now, the first one is this Saturday, September 27th at 7:30 p.m. at Village Presbyterian Church. And the second one is Sunday, September 28th at 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. You can buy tickets at the door or...
Tickets are available at the door, but also on our website. So at te-deum.org, individual tickets are still available for both performances. Also, we still have available a season ticket package, and so it would be 20% off all tickets if you were so inclined.
Great. Well, thank you for coming in, Matt.
It's been an absolute pleasure to walk through this piece that I've long adored and more recently gotten to become so much more intimately familiar with. It's been a great joy to share it with you.
Well, it's a beautiful piece, and it's, you know, it's a longer piece, and it's not a super popular one, so sometimes that can be a little intimidating. But you've made it very human and very approachable and very real, and that's kind of what KPR is all about with classical music, so I appreciate that.
Well, I really appreciate that. I would say Rachmaninoff's the one who made it human, but anything that I could do or say to help us connect to what Rachmaninoff was trying to communicate, I'm honored to do. So thank you very much.
We've been talking with Matthew Shepard, who's the director of Te Deum. They're doing it this weekend. Well, let's go to some other music now by Boccherini on Kansas Public Radio. That's a neat little part of Boccherini's 15th Symphony on Kansas Public Radio, a minuet and trio, played by the New Berlin Chamber Orchestra. Next, a few selections played by the Montalto Motion Picture Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from Richard Porter, helping to bring NPR News, KPR Statehouse news coverage, and classical music to KPR listeners in eastern Kansas and western Missouri. And from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. This is KPR. The Montalto Motion Picture Orchestra, playing some old tunes. Let's see, that was Gabriel Dupont's La Rosita, and before that, Scott Joplin's New Rag. Next, we have some horn music by George Frideric Handel, and we have a Bach-Brandenburg Concerto coming up. You know, if you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle sitting around gathering cobwebs, you don't even have to dust it off. Donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you might have a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org. Tunes by Handel that, well, he used some in The Messiah, but he styled that as a concerto for two horns. We heard Trevor Pinnock's English Concert. Next on Kansas Public Radio, the Bach First Brandenburg Concerto. Anthony Walker, leading the 2024 Sunflower Music Festival Orchestra through Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 1. Janice Carissa on tonight's Classics Live. She has a piano recital with the Bunte Blätter, or Colorful Leaves, by Schumann, Prelude and Fugue by Bach. Listen at 7 tonight for Classics Live, only on KPR.
On Morning Edition, we hear from people with all kinds. Learn something new with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Learn something new tomorrow morning between 5 and 9 right here on KPR. It's 12 noon. I'm Cordelia Brown, making way for Jeff Watson, who's bringing you 3 more hours of classics between noon and 3 before All Things Considered. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Eastside European. Eastside European is an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi.